Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's as good as it gets with LSU and Alabama. Saturday, 3:30, down in Tuscaloosa. So we sent out the alarm. We sounded the horn. He's not at DJ's. He's not prepared for Thanksgiving Eve quite yet, but he's ready again for a big pack of winners. The great Rico Bosco over at Barstool Sports. He's been here. He's been there. He's been everywhere. He got a cover out of Duke against Kansas. What's happening, Rico?
What's going on, John? How you doing?
Rico, it's a great time of the year for you, right, bro? I mean, you got all the college football going on. College basketball starting. Did you like the conference games kicking it off? I mean, I could do without Syracuse scoring under 40 points against Virginia, but what's your take on these conference games right out of the gate?
I don't hate it. I don't love it, but, you know, it kind of fits the agenda. They have a network to promote. You know, I've been known to promote a few things in my day, so I can't really hate on them.
No, anything to promote a network, anything to promote a brand. Before we get to these big games and note, we haven't had you on for the last couple weeks, the Yankee barrage and whatnot. Now you're back. You gave out Oregon a long time ago as a value play to maybe get into the college football playoff. What do you think an Oregon play now to win a national title would be? I mean, it had to go from what, whatever you gave out, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago to inside of what, 30-1? I got to say, right?
Yeah, it was 100-1. I don't know what the current odds are. I always use PointsBet. I can look it up or take a look. But, yeah, I saw it at 100-1. I always try to buy low. Team looks great. Defense obviously looks great. Thrashed USC last week in a game that everybody seemed to like USC. Line came down quick. I like Oregon, and I really think that everyone's sleeping on the Pac-12. If you look, I mean, quietly Utah lost, you know, it doesn't help that they lost to USC, who just got thrashed by Oregon. But if it's all said and done, are we going to have 2 12-1 teams here in a Pac-12 championship game?
Could easily happen. That game could be determining who's getting that final playoff spot too. I mean, there's a lot of moving and shaking. We'll see what happens with LSU. We'll see what happens with Bama. Maybe Georgia can knock off one of those teams in the SEC title. But, yeah, Rico, I don't think it's outrageous to say that a Pac-12 team could be in the college football playoffs. So, yeah, I could roll with that.
Yeah, and I would almost rather see the Pac-12 champion than the SEC runner-up or a team who loses this weekend and doesn't even win their own division. You know, we said it on the podcast. If LSU loses or Bama loses a tight game this weekend, they're almost in a great position to still make the playoff, which is bizarre. I think the system needs to be fixed. But if you don't have to play the SEC championship game, you're guaranteeing yourself not another loss, and you look pretty good. You're in a good spot. I think that's got to be fixed. I hate the fact that you don't have to win your conference or your own division, and you could still get in. We've seen it done a couple of different times here now.
What was your big takeaway from the first playoff ranking? I know a lot of people, Rico, were up in arms about Clemson not being there. I think it's a whole lot to do about nothing. If Clemson runs the table and Clemson wins the ACC title game, they're going. So, if anything, Dabo can use that as motivation. But did anything catch your eye with the first playoff rankings?
No, you can't really get too bent out of shape. I mean, Clemson dug their own grave. The ACC stinks. There's really nothing to do there. You know, like I said, I mean, quietly, the Pac-12 here is in great shape at 7-8 with Oregon and Utah. Ohio State LSU is literally like flipping a coin. We're going to find out this weekend. So really not much that rattled my cage.
All right, we got Rico Bosco getting ready for a big Saturday college football. Check him out, Barstool, pick him, all that good stuff. Rico, game of the year with LSU and Bama. To his health, his status. Does that kind of determine your feel and your takeaway from this game? Because You think about LSU-Bama games that we've watched in the past, the classic game that they played on that Saturday night. I mean, it was hard-hitting. It was low-scoring. It was all about defense. Now you look at LSU and Alabama. I mean, I'm expecting this game to be in the 30s for sure. I think there are going to be a lot of points.
It's the evidence is there. Most combined points per game on the board right now, these two teams combined for 92.7 points per game. And the most yards, they're second with 1,000 yards combined. Now, they do have really good defenses. But I don't know. Can you – if you got big guys in the trenches, aren't you looking for the big plays? I'm with you. I'm on the over. They're saying Saban's going to try and run the ball a little bit more to protect Tua's ankle. But I got to think with 2 weeks off, he's healthy. You know, it's – I think that helps. The bye helps. I really feel like this one's the – if you're making me pick a side, I'm going to lean probably with LSU, which I hate, goes against my manifesto. You don't get rich betting against Alabama. But I think the safer play here is the over. Yeah, as cliche as that is, just two big offenses, it's not the days of the hard hitting. The game's changed. You know, you can't hit wide receivers, can't hit really quarterbacks. It's a passing game. It seems like it's going to be – high scoring. So
would
I like
feel
that.
Frisky enough to play LSU on the money line?
No, even as those words came out of my mouth that I said I would lean LSU, I hate it. I could see why you could, but doesn't it seem almost like a trendy dog?
It does seem very trendy. It scares me because I like LSU too, and it scares you know what out of me.
You know, not to toot my own horn, but every last week Kansas was a trendy dog. USC was a trendy dog. And sometimes those blow up. Now, sometimes those are correct. A long time ago, Temple was a very trendy dog against Maryland. So the spots interchange. But I think sometimes if you're in that public of the public loving a dog, you could get your hand bit as well. So I think that's where we're at here. It almost seems like everybody loves LSU, and I think they love them a little too much.
Okay, Rico, the other big game here in college football involves Penn State and Minnesota. Penn State is in that Final Four at this point in time. We know they have a big game coming up with Ohio State in a couple of weeks. Minnesota has come out of nowhere and has had a great season. We know they're well coached. It's going to be a cold Minnesota-type day. Seeing that line right around 6.5, 7, what's your takeaway with Penn State, Minnesota?
Minnesota's played nobody is the thing you really got to figure out, you know. Awful non-conference schedule, beat some really bad Big Ten teams. But with that said, Fleck seems like a guy who can rally the troops, for sure. Row the boat, you know what I mean? He's been in big games before. He had that undefeated season with Western Michigan where he had to keep navigating. So this is not unknown to him. Tanner Morgan protects the ball at quarterback. Rodney Smith averages 5.8 a carry. I think Fleck's going to have him geared up. The real question is, can the defense limit the big plays from the kid Hamler at wide receiver? He seems like somebody who could break it open. You know, you're sitting at like 10-7, and it's like, all right, let's get a stop, and it's a 97-yard play to him or a 58-yard play that's just a backbreaker. It seems like that's what's been going on there in Happy Valley. With that said, I like Minnesota here. I just think this is a game that you got to be geared up for. I don't see them getting blown out. By the same token, they played nobody, so maybe it's all in for this one. You know what I mean? Like, they haven't run the gauntlet. They haven't been beaten up. It's all leading up to this. I find it very hard for them to get blown out. If it gets to 7, I like it even more, but I'll lean plus 6.5 here with Minnesota.
All right, Rico, now it's time, my friend. Best bets for this college football Saturday. We threw out the two big games to note. They're the games that everybody's going to be watching and therefore everybody's going to be wagering on. But we know you like to dig deep, and we know that you have examined the card from soup to nuts. So what do we got, bro?
I got a bunch. I'm going to try and speed through them. But the one I love the most, you can hang your hat on this one as a best bet right off the bat. It's going to be the Baylor Bears -2.5. Patterson is protecting his injury report. He didn't really disclose anything till Wednesday. He was I don't want to say lying, but he was really, really protecting image health and statuses of certain guys who were nowhere near playing. He said the quarterback, Collins might be playing, and Duggan looks pretty good. I expect them both to go. Collins is severely injured. Duggan's got an injury on his throwing hand. I don't think they're healthy. They had a quarterback, fifth-year quarterback, quit, the kid Delton. I think Patterson may have lost the locker room here. I know that I was going against him against Texas a couple of weeks ago by that same stature, and it blew up in my face. But Ellinger played like crap in that game. I think this is a better defense. I love Charlie Brewer. I think Matt Rhule, the look ahead is gone because of how bad they played with West Virginia. I know Oklahoma on deck, but I think this isn't even going to be close. I expect 14-17 by Baylor running away. But if it is close, I like Brewer to make the plays rather than a banged up, unhealthy Duggan. So I am on Baylor here, -2.5 as the best bet. This one's an over that you almost shouldn't even consider. I was on that Memphis SMU over last week. It was a pinball machine. ECU is quietly a pinball machine themselves. Gave everything they could to Cincy, a very good Cincy team last week. Went pound for pound, scoring some points. SMU's off the loss. They're either going to be a little bit ticked off or caught sleeping. Maybe ECU takes a 10-0 lead. Either way, I think this is a points factory. These two teams combined to score 65, and they give up close to 68. I like the over 70.5.
There you go. Big number right there, Rico. Over 70.5. I like it.
Well, I haven't even got to the late-night bailout special. So
nice.
So it only gets on.
We love the late-night bailout special on this show, Rico. You know that.
I've watched nothing but Hawaii this year. I love them. So you know what? I'll give you that right now. San Jose State, Hawaii, over 77.
There
Don't
you
overthink
go.
It. Yeah, over. Points out west. I like the over in the first half, Ohio State, Maryland. First half over 38 is what it's up to. It's jumped 3 points in the last couple of days. If you remember, Maryland gave Ohio State everything they could handle last year. Overtime game, close, high scoring. So by that rationale, there's a couple of different things that I like here. One, Ohio State has no look ahead. Rutgers next week, putrid. They're going to be hanging it on them. Michigan just hung it on Maryland. If you've noticed, there's been a, like, who's the biggest bad boy on the block here with whatever you could do, I could do better. Ohio State and Michigan for the last couple of years have been trying to outperform each other. The fact that Michigan buried Maryland, I think Ohio State kills them. I also think you're safe if the fact that Maryland even scores 7 points here in the first half, because I do not see Ohio State being held under 30. I think this is an easy over. It's a 38 in the first half. Take it. I like Charlotte. You're talking about digging deep. I like Charlotte -13. Chris Reynolds is a dual threat quarterback. UTEP's only win is to an FCS team by 2 points in week one. They haven't covered a game by less than double digits. They gave up 7 touchdowns last week to Mason Fine. Charlotte hangs it on them. We touched on San Jose State, Hawaii, and I think Nevada catching 17 is a safe play. San Diego State, all they do is win close games. 6-9, 21, 14, 4, 10, and 3. That's their win margin. I don't care how bad Nevada is. I'm going to take the points +17. Give me Nevada.
That is a loaded card. That's why we bring you on the show. Hopefully there's a whole lot of cash in tickets this weekend. Our good pal Rico Bosco over at Barstool Sports. Rico, we will catch up soon. Keep up the good work. And before you know it, we're going to have bowl games. We're going to have conference playing college basketball. And I don't know, maybe Syracuse will learn how to put it in the ocean. You know, maybe at some point throughout the year. I can only hope.
Yeah, I got a few overs this week, John. So I'm rooting for teams to play the opposite of Syracuse on the hardwood. That's what I'm looking for.
We can definitely use that. All right, Rico. Take care, brother.
All right, pal.
The great Rico Bosco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.